Welcome to the Bible Way Outreach Church podcast. This podcast is a recap of our Sunday morning service. But first, a quick reminder. We at the Bible Way support our community by offering free bagged lunch to those in need. Please contact us if you wish to donate to our mobile food ministry.
This morning's leadership class and sermon topic is The Kingdom of God is Known by Faith. The main scriptures for the text are Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Romans chapter 14, verse 23, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 11. The focus of this message is 1. God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. The measure of faith is given by the Holy Spirit when one is born again. 2. We walk by faith and not by sight. You must be led by your faith in God and not your circumstances. And 3. The just shall live by faith. We live by faith by allowing the Spirit of God to lead us. Now, let us join our service, which is already in progress, entitled, The Kingdom of God is Known by Faith.
The Kingdom of God is Known by Faith. The Kingdom of God is Known by Faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yeah. I think the biggest test that we have is the test to believe the Word of God. We must believe the Word of God each and every day, 7 days a week, 365 days in a year, is to believe God regardless of the fact. Amen? Amen. Abraham was almost 100 years old, most past the age of having children, and Sarah could not have children. Abraham thought about all this, but his faith and hope in God did not become weak. He didn't look at his age. He thought about the promises of God. 100 years old, but he still believed in God. Yeah. We need to look at that. Romans 4:18. Let's read that, please. Believe
that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
So shall thy seed be. Against hope, he believed in hope. Let's go to Romans 4:19. Now we're talking about Abraham. Amen. I want you to examine yourself. I want everybody that's sitting here today, examine yourself. Where is your faith? Do you have to see something? Or do you believe without seeing? Period. The key is to believe without seeing. Amen? But faith from the heart. The Bible said, with the heart man believeth. With the heart. God wants you to believe with your heart, not your head. With the heart man believeth. Amen? Amen. Let's read this. And
being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body
now dead.
When he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
When he was about 100 years old. Never yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Now, he still didn't look at that. And I want you to think about that. What are you looking at? Are you walking by faith or are you walking by sight? And sometimes it's not going to come overnight. It may not even come the next day or the day after that. Are you going to walk by faith? Are you going to be moved by what you see? Or are you going to be moved by what you hear or what you believe? Amen? Let's go to Romans 4:20. All right, let's read that.
He staggered not at the promise of God.
Through?
But
But giving. But he staggered not at the promises. He staggered not at the promises. How many of y'all staggering at the promises of God? And if you don't see it, God is saying, I'm going to pay that bill, but if it don't come in 2 weeks, what you going to do? What you going to do with that bill? You going to start calling Brother Buttermilk? Sister Alfalfa? Looking at the charge card? Let me call somebody. But God already told you that I will supply all your needs according to your riches. You know, you need to take that scripture and just chew on it and meditate it so you can get that in your spirit. It's time for you just to stand on the word of God. Just stand. Amen? When you ask God for something, now he didn't tell you, and I know that certain people tell you that you got to keep on asking, but I can't find that in the book. He said, ask and it shall. That's one time. Because when you ask God, it's now. It's now. It's not tomorrow. It's now. Everything that God knows is now. It's never tomorrow. Period. I'm a very present help in a time of trouble. Yeah. Amen? It's now. Now faith. Now faith. I want you all to get there. It's now. I don't care what the doctor says. It's now. There is no time in faith. It's always now. The time is in this society, in the world today. The doctor will tell you it's going to take you 6 months to be healed. The Bible says you heal now. You heal right now. The key is with the heart man believe it. With the heart man believe it. You got to believe with your heart and stop trying to believe with your head. God doesn't speak to your head. God speaks to your spirit. It's your heart. With the heart. Yes, Lord. You just need to, you need to go to Romans and just get into that and chew on it and just chew on it until you see it. I see it. With the heart, man believeth. Let's read that one more again for me, please. He staggered not through, but given. He was but strong in faith, giving glory. The word glory means giving honor. Giving honor to God. But he was strong in faith. Are you strong in faith? Can you believe God? Are you strong in faith? Look at that. Look at that. Examine yourself. It's time. It's going to come a time in this society. The only way that we're going to be able to get anything is by faith. So we might as well get ready for it right now. It's by faith. Amen? Now, you know right now, it takes you 6 months or maybe 7 months to see a specialist. One thing about Jesus Christ, you don't have to stand in no line for. Come over here, somebody. Amen? It's no line with him. All he said is, ask and it shall be given. Seeking you shall find. And all you have to do is ask. One time. Let's go to Romans 4:21. Let's read. Look out. Are you fully persuaded? I know I am. If he said it, I believe it. And that's it. Whatever he says, I agree to it. Amen. And I don't need no co-signer with that. I said, I don't need no co-signer with that. You see, I believe Jesus. Amen? And that's what you have to do. Not only is he our comforter, not only does he empower us, but he is also our teacher, our guide, and the one who reveals truth. We talk about the Holy Spirit. He reveals truth. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. He's my everything I need is in me. Wherever I go, he go. Whatever I need, he will supply it. Do you believe it? My comforter. He empowers me. He teaches me. He guides me. The one who reveals truth to me. It's when you least expect it. When you sit down sometime and start speaking in tongues or just sit down, just think about God, then he just revealed that truth to you. Something that you have asked him a while ago. God loves it when you talk to him. How often do you talk to God? You know what? I tell our preachers, when you teach the word of God, make it plain. Make it plain so a five-year-old child can understand it. Don't give me any of these big words that you got to look up in the dictionary. Make it plain. So when they leave here, I got this. Amen? So it's in their spirit. So when you plant a seed, the seed's going to go down in the spirit, and they're going to understand. Faith comes by, and hearing by is the word. It's the word. It's the word. And the devil do not want you to hear the word, and he do not want you to pray in the spirit. Because when you pray in the spirit, it covers you. And it's not only covers you, it covers the whole family. And so you are covering your family. You are covering the nation and the world just with your prayer. And you don't even know that. It did not only that, it's removing all those old yokes that's inside. The reason why you still alive. That's the reason why you still alive. Because you're praying for them, and God has them praying for you. Your time ain't over. It just begun. You ain't going nowhere. Your assignment's not over yet. Everybody got that assignment. Everybody got that vision. Everybody got that purpose. What's your purpose? What's your assignment? What's my topic? The kingdom of God is known by faith. Are you known? See, you can be known too. Are you known by faith? Or are you known by circumstance? Or are you always crying and moaning and begging? Ain't no begging in this Bible. Ain't no pleading in this Bible. It's no maybe in this Bible. Ain't no can't in this Bible. Faith does not operate in time. There is no time in the kingdom of God. There is no time of faith. Let's get an understanding there. It's always now. Right now. So we got to change our whole mode of operandi. It's now. I want a new house. You have it now. I want a new car. You have it now. Faith is always present tense. Now. Faith is always present tense. Now. It's now. Let's start using the word of God now. Let's start saying, I have it now. When you pray, you should believe that you receive when you pray. I want y'all to hear that. When you pray, you should believe that you receive when you pray. You receive it when you pray. Let's go to Mark 11:23. All right, let's read that. That. Go to 24. The key is when you pray. It's when you pray. It's when you pray. When you pray, you should believe that you receive. When you pray. That's the key. When you pray. When you pray. It's when you pray you believe. And that is when God hears you now. So when you pray, you are healed, you are delivered, and everything that you need is now. Because God receives it now. You got to have it. In other words, it's what you say when you pray. Now is not tomorrow. Now means now. Change the way you think. Change the way you talk. Faith is always present tense. It's now. I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. Now. Not tomorrow. I don't care what the world says. It's now. I'm healed now. I'm delivered now. I have it now. I have a new car now. My children are healed and delivered right now. My children are saved. My whole household is saved now. Not tomorrow. It's now. It's now. God is a now God. He's not a tomorrow God. He's a right now God. And let's get an understanding of that. He is now. So we got to change how we think and how we talk. It's now. I don't care what the doctor said. Thank God for the doctor. But I know the doctor who made the doctor. And my doctor tells me I have it now. Right now. Amen. Now the key is you got to believe with your heart and you got to speak it out of your mouth. Amen. With the heart, men believe it. With your heart, men believe it. You got to speak it from your heart, out of your mouth. Amen. If we can just get this, go up again. Let's go to 23. And see, again, I want you to look at that scripture. We look at it, but we don't believe it. And all you have to do is believe it. And it will happen. Trust me. You got to believe it. Let's read that. That. Uh-huh. And. But. Shall. Hello, somebody. God is saying this. It's His word. It's His word. The key is we got to believe this. He's talking to us. He's talking to us. Can you see it? Can you see it? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that these things that you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. In other words, you got to do the saying. Come on, somebody. And believe. You got to say it. Amen? I can't get to the doctor. God says, say it. I can't get there. Say it. I can't hear nobody. Say it. Amen?
Amen.
Say it. It's going to take you 6 months to see a specialist. God said, I have it now.
Right.
I'm a very present help in the time of trouble. Very present. Right now. Now, what you have to do is with a heart man believe it. We can't wait no 6 months to see a doctor. But we know the doctor live in us. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. God said, try me. He said, prove me. He said, test me. Just test me, God said. Test me. Come on. Test me. God said, test me now. Test me. And that's all. Just test me. I'll show you who I am. Test me. Test me. All things are possible to them that believe. Just believe me. If I was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm going to be with you. If I was with Noah, I'm going to be with you. Come on, somebody. If I was with David, I could be with you. Come on. I'm the same today as I was yesterday and forevermore. I'm a God that never changes. I don't change. If I could be there with David. David killed a lion, killed a bear. He killed that giant Philistine. He said, I'm the same. But do you trust Him? And that's the key. Church, we got to trust Him. We got to come out of this world system. Be not conformed to this world, but be He transformed by the renewing of your mind. My mind is renewed. My spirit is renewed. I don't trust the world. Amen. I trust Him. His name is Jesus. The lily of the valley. Jesus. The bright and morning star. Lift your hands up and say Jesus. Because He's my healer. He's my way maker. He's my Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He's my provider. You see? And what we have to believe, it's already been provided. I am is present tense right now. I am is present tense right now. See, a lot of people didn't know what God was speaking to Moses when God told Moses, I am that I am. He was telling him, he said, I'm a right now God. I'm a very present help. I'm here. I want you to go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. Let's read that. And. Amen. He said, I'm a right now God. He said, I had the keys now, not tomorrow. I am. I am is very present tense. It's now. Right now. I am He that liveth and was dead. He ain't dead no more. He's alive. I am He liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have. Now, that tells you one thing. Devil ain't got nothing on God. Everything belonged to Him. I got the key. I got the key. And you want to know something else? The key is in you. You got the key too. But the key is you got to believe it. Our biggest problem is that we don't. We didn't allow that devil to bring all this sickness and disease in our body. We didn't take all this medication. You take medication, but you don't take the word. It's time for you to take the medication, but take the word. Take the medication, take the word. Because the more words you get, it's going to remove all that medication from you. And God's going to restore your body. Because the Bible says He restores my soul. He's going to restore you. Number one is, you already restored. You just haven't believed it. You restored already. Just got to believe. See, our biggest problem is that we don't talk it. We don't walk it. We don't believe it. We don't. That's the reason why the healing and delivering is not taking place. That's the reason why we're not the head and not the tail. Because we don't believe it. If God can do it for them, I can do it for you. If God can heal the woman with the had the issue of blood, and she never touched Him, she just touched his little garment. The anointing was in the garment. Yeah, you see, never touched Him, He just touched the garment. And what we fail to realize, that woman crawled. over 3,000 folks, she crawled on her knees. And when she touched the garment, he perceived that somebody touched him. What kind of man is this that anointing was on him? Peter prayed in the Holy Ghost so much in the sight of God that his shadow, when he walked, healed everybody. We're talking about Peter. You know how Peter is. He didn't believe in first. He cut the ear off and God popped it right back on. Amen. But look at him. He got with that old Holy Ghost. Something about that Holy Ghost, I just don't understand, but I got it. Down in my sanctified soul. Peter had it. And when he walked, John, his shadow healed everybody. He said, I'm the same today as it was yesterday and forevermore. If I could do it for Peter, I'm going to do it for you. But the key is you're not willing to pay the price. You got to pay the price. You got to get on your knees and start praying in the Spirit. Praying in that Holy Ghost. Amen. Getting that relationship with God. And when you get that relationship with God, and when you come back from the mountain, you're going to be glowing for days. Look at Moses. When Moses left that mountain, you couldn't even look at his face. Why? Because the presence of God, it was the glory. Everybody say, glory! See, the devil can't do nothing with his glory. See, you can't spend time with God without getting that glory. If you spend 15 minutes, you're going to have glory. Now, if you do an hour, Lord, have mercy. Look out, Satan. He can't do nothing for you, but I think I better leave. Yeah, I think you better. Because I can't touch this. Amen. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1, verse 11. Let's read that. And unto? But see, the bottom line, he says, I am. That's now. I am is now. It's right now. I am now. I am now. Let's go to St. John, chapter 10, verse 11. Let's read that. Period. Read that one more time for me, please. And he did that. When Jesus rose, we rose with him. We rose with him. We will no longer die again. We will live and not die. We will walk in healing, divine healing. But do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? Let's go to St. John 14, 16. Let's read that, please. And he's in us right now. He's abiding. Do you hear him? He's teaching you. Do you hear him? He's speaking to you. Do you hear him? When you speak to God, you got to speak present tense to God. You can't talk to God for tomorrow. You got to talk to God right now, present tense. Lord, he's here now. So talk like he's here now. Talk like you heal now. Talk like you receive it now. So you got to change your whole mode of operandi from maybe to now. It's now. I don't care what the doctor says. I know the doctor who made the doctor. Come on, somebody. Amen. Period. You got to start believing what God says. If God says you heal, then you heal. But then you got to believe it with your heart, but you got to speak it with your mouth. You got to say, I'm healed. Everybody say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Come
name.
On. And believe it. And believe it. I don't care what this body. Shut up, body.
That's right.
I know you got a pain, but I know a name that's above every name. I know a name that's above every name. And pain is a name.
Yeah, it is.
And the name of Jesus is above that pain. Oh, come on, somebody. So I'm going to speak the name of Jesus, and I'm going to command this pain, you got to go. And I'm going to give God the praise. I'm going to give him the glory for my healing, for my deliverance. Oh, come on, somebody, amen. If I got to walk around the house and just give him the praise. Because when I give him the praise, the Bible says God dwells in the midst of praises. So if in the midst of praises, pain got to go. Healing got to, you got to receive your healing. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, the issue is not how much faith you have, but where your faith is placed. And I'll say it again. In the kingdom of God, the issue is not how much faith you have, but where your faith is placed. God's business is to take care of us. That's his business. And he have done that. That is what Jesus meant when he said, let's go to Matthew's. First go to Matthew 6:31. Let's read this. Therefore, what? Or, God said, listen to me. Or, let's go to 32. Let's go to 6:33. You see what God said? He didn't tell you to ask him for anything. He didn't tell you to buy no books. He didn't tell you to beg. He didn't tell you to cry. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And he said, seek me. Because I already know what you need. And when you seek me, I'm going to give it to you. Come on, somebody. You ain't asking God for nothing. God said, all you got to do is seek me. And I'm going to give you what you need. I already know what's in your heart already. I know what you need. God know what you need, man. Come on, somebody, church. God know what you need. All you got to do is just seek him. God know what you need.
Amen.
Seek him first. And that's what you're not doing. You're allowing that devil to move you from this way to that way. Stop it. Redeem some of that time. Redeem it. And start seeking God. And all these things. Lord, I need a better job. I'm going to give it to you if you start seeking me. You ain't even got to ask me, God said. I'm going to give you that better job when you start seeking me. I'm going to heal your body. It's already healed, but I'm going to make sure it's healed when you start seeking me. When you get up and start dancing, you ain't going to feel no pain. Come on. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus. Come on here now. You ain't going to feel nothing. It's time, church. It's time to walk by faith. And not by sight. We have allowed this sickness and disease to creep into our body. But by the grace of God. By the mercy of God. Let's go to Colossians. Go to Colossians chapter 1. I want everybody to read that, please. Listen. From the power and head. We already been delivered. You've been delivered 2,000 years ago. The devil ain't got nothing on you. Why? You've been delivered from that. 14. Let's read. In whom we have through. In other words, that redemption, in other words, we are set free. We have been redeemed. And the Bible said, let the redeemer of the Lord do what?
Say so.
It's time for you to say so. I said, it's time for you to say so. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
Can the church say amen?
Thank you for listening to the Bible Way Outreach Full Gospel Church International. We trust that you enjoyed the Word of God. For more information, be sure to check out our website, follow us on Instagram, and like us on Facebook. And if this word was a blessing to you, don't forget to donate to this ministry via our website, www.BibleWayOutreachChurch.org. John 8:31-32 says, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed? And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. It's the word.